This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasooli Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabihi ma'in amma ba'd. So, in tafsir session, when I explained about ta'awud billah, I mentioned what power shaitan has got and what he does not have. So, some brothers and maybe some sisters also have questioned about the possession of the jinn. So actually this is not the right place for me to explain that. I have done it one day courses, you know, more than once about all the questions that you have got. People have made questions. It is not very good for me to keep repeating the same thing all the time. So when I taught the whole day, every argument was there, questions were there, I answered the questions properly. You know, in this life, one thing understand really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the world in a way, He taught you what is the right procedure. If you follow the procedure, things will be done. So when you are hungry, the way, you know, find a food. That's a simple thing. If you're hungry and you find a jinn, nothing will happen. You think, oh, it's because jinn, I'm hungry. So you're basically wasting your time. When you fall ill, what is the right procedure? Go to a doctor. The Prophet, when he used to fall ill, tell me what he did. Did he go to a jinn? No, he took a human doctor. You know, Urwa bin Zubair said, I said to my khala Aisha, oh, my khala, if you know Hadith and Quran, I can imagine, because you're wife of the Prophet. If you know Arab genealogy, you know how to interpret the dream, that I can understand because you are daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq, who was expert of interpreting the dream. But how do you know about medicine so much? So she said the reason is because when the prophets used to fall ill, then Arab doctors used to come from everywhere and prescribe for him, you know, treatment. And I used to learn that and make it for him. So that's why I learned. See, the Prophet, when he falls ill, you know, he goes to a doctor. He learns from them. That's why, and actually people have written books, At-Tibbu Nabawi, you know, the prophetic medicine. So many advice from him. Always learn to follow the process. For example, if you are walking in the street, you don't know the road, the way not to ask a jinn, the way ask people, you know, follow a map, follow the procedure in every single thing in this world. If you want to study, the way not to go to a jinn and tell him, make me alim. The way is to go to a school, to study properly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made procedure properly. Follow the procedures, and these procedures are followed by everybody. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, did he go to a jinn? No, he followed the procedure. He knows how to go to Medina. He followed a procedure that always keep happening. Jinn had any part thing really. You know, if Ibn Taymiyyah has written rahimahullah very nicely, that jinn basically, when they change their form, what they become? A scorpion, a snake. Have you seen any time a jinn become lion? Jinns are not so important that they become like lion. They only come like a scorpion. Where they live? Ibn Taymiyyah said they live in the dirty place. They don't live, you know, in the pure place. They are not so important. I don't understand why Muslims are so scared of jinn. So this one problem keeps coming. So if you want to know more detail, I have taught the course, look at that. Second thing, sometimes people use big name, so and so has said, you know, when Quran comes, who is bigger than Allah? Tell me really. So certainly, no doubt, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah, one of the scholars, I really love him, no doubt, I love him, ask Allah to forgive him. I learned from him more than I learned maybe than anybody else. So his love is in my heart. But still, he's not a prophet, he's not a messenger. So Ibn Taymiyyah is the one who is more known to cure from the jinn and possession and this and that. And people say he used to take out the jinn from the people and we could see it. Yeah, he could have taken out something from the people, but not jinn. You don't see jinn. You said something. You saw something coming. Do you think it is jinn? So you know, even time, you know, he's not a prophet messenger. He can do also mistakes, and you know, he has taught us to ask argument. We ask him argument. Where is the argument? Where is your evidence? Ibn Taymiyyah always insists on the people bring the evidence. So Ibn Taymiyyah not argument. Actually, in this matter, the best writing I found actually Ibn Hazm al-Zahir, very nice written about our jinn problem, and it's so clear. So if you want to read, you know, many of his books, and I've given all the references. So anyway, I don't want to make the session for the jinn, but certainly I know really, this thing has created so much problem in the world, you cannot imagine. All the cases that I know, it is made up, fabricated, just basically, you know, it mostly by the women, by weak people. And it, you know, people who are learned, jinn never comes to there. People just make up. For example, in England, always I find these cases happening in East London. Tell me, why jinn will be interested in East London? Why there no jinn in Oxford? In Oxford, there are also Muslims. Why jinns are only in East London? Just think properly. It means basically people who have these ideas that they create. Though actually in Oxford also, one of my friend, you know, his son-in-law, they left the house. They say, can't stay there because, you know, it is the jinn and this and that. He said to me, how? You should have come to me, really. I don't believe in any of these things. Why you left the house? He said, no, there is really jinn and this and that. I said, okay, come with me. I know. When I went to house, he said to me, no, you enter first. I can't enter. So scared, I cannot imagine, really. So I said, okay, I'm coming. Follow me. Nothing is there. I said, nothing is there. Don't, you know, if I have to sleep in that house, I have no worry anyway. No fear at all. You know, if you make any mosque, any place which is the place of the jinn, all the jinn, because I know that they are not going to harm anything. Nothing will happen. You know, they do waswasa anywhere. And tell me really, if in Taimiyah can burn jinn, is jinn stupid to remain there to be burnt? He will run away. You don't see jinn. Think for many, many Raqib claim that they burn jinn. Do they think that jinn are stupid? If you come to burn someone, if he has any time to escape, he will run away. If jinn is there possessing anybody and you come in to burn, he's going to stay there until he's burnt. Is he stupid? He will run away. Why is he going to be there? Unnecessary for people, unnecessary belief, really. Unnecessary problem. You know, jinn, everybody wants to save their life. Why jinn will remain there to be burnt? Tell me, is it possible? He will run away. He's not going to be there. But people believe in all those things which are impossible, never happens. You know, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this book actually came to make you like Abu Bakr Siddiq, like Umar Farooq, like Aisha and Khadija. This book you use for ta'weez. You know, this what purpose of the book is. You know, this book came to guide you, to change your life, to make you elevate you, to make you leaders of the mankind, you know, to make you people like, you know, who can be in the front. Now this book is making you in the back. Just use possession for jinn possession and for ta'weez and for these things. Just this is respect of the Quran. You know, Quran came to change your life. Now you're reading the Quran when people die. That's what people do. This book, respect the book properly. Book, you know, why Allah SWT arranged like this? If it is ta'weez, then Allah did not need to reveal it in human language. Ta'weez could be in any language. Actually, many people who write ta'weez, they write ta'weez also in Hebrew language. Many ulama, they use those words of Hebrew language. And I remember once I was in Syria with Muhammad Fath al-Qattani, you know, the brother Abdul Qadir, you got ijazah from Abdul Qadir al-Qattani. So I was with Sheikh Muhammad Fath al-Qattani, reading with him ijazah. And with me also was one important Sheikh of Syria. A lady came to Fath al-Qattani, asked him to write ta'weez. So Sheikh asked this Sheikh, okay, you write. He wrote, you know what he wrote in ta'weez? He wrote in ta'weez the names of the people of the cave. Sheikh asked what he said, and those names were in Syrian language, something, not Arabic language. They were told me, how these names are going to protect you? How these names are going to protect you? If names can protect, then the names of messenger will be more protective. Then write down the name of Prophet Muhammad, names of the people of the cave. And some people even write the name of the dog of the people of the cave. They think the dog is, you know, his God. He must help us. You know, if Muslim, you know, think really, you are muwahid. You believe in Allah. If people who believe in Allah, they believe in these things. Just think really, from the story of people of cave, you have no idea, no knowledge other than their names. The story is so nice, so amazing. Teaches about the guidance, how to be believer. You know, innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wazidnahum huda. You know, there are people like Ibrahim al Islam, young people, firm belief. From that story, you don't learn anything other than those names, which actually nobody knows whether true or not, and then use them in ta'weez, and their life does not matter to you. Very bad for this ummah, really, that, you know, this book comes to you, and you don't know how to use it. It is a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his attribute. You know, having Quran like having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is kalamullah, sifatullah ta'ala. And, you know, if Quran has been revealed to mountains, mountains have been in pieces. Now Quran comes, and you write ta'weez. It's very, very, very bad manner, really. So anyway, certainly this problem is so deep in Muslim society, we cannot imagine. So simple thing is, you know, if you really want to learn more, I have taught the courses, but read the Quran. Quran is teaching you the problem is not possession of jinn. Problem is whispering of the jinn. Actually, I think that jinn, actually, shaitan also has whispered to you this thing as well. Believe that I have more power. So I possess you. So then you believe in him. This also from shaitan. He wants you, instead of, you know, believing that he whispers, you believe that he possesses. He becomes more happy. You know, if you make somebody, you know, say you have so much power, he does not have, he becomes more happy. So shaitan becomes more happy that all Muslims say, give me so much power.